Hello, everyone. You are listening to Physics Rules, and I am Tatiana Stancheva. One of the very first concepts introduced in the introductory physics is the concept of acceleration. On the surface, it sounds pretty straightforward. The acceleration is the change of the velocity that happens over a certain amount of time. If you track the velocity over an extended period, then that will be the average acceleration. Now, if the changes occur over a minuscule amount of time, then you'll have to brush off on your calculus knowledge, as the rate at which the velocity changes over an infinitely small amount of time is just another way for us to say that that is the derivative of the velocity with respect to time. But I'm not going to talk about derivatives in calculus today. I would like to talk about simpler things. What exactly is the acceleration of an object? When is it zero and when it isn't? And what do we mean when we say that the acceleration of an object is negative? So, let's start with the definition. If the acceleration gives us by how much the velocity changes every second, then we can trace how the velocity changes over prolonged periods. Galileo discovered centuries ago that if you drop a rock from a very tall building, presumably the Leaning Tower of Pisa, then every object will see its velocity increase by the same amount every second. It didn't matter if you tossed a hammer or a feather. As long as they had the same shape and you could ignore the air resistance, their velocity will be picking up the same amount every second. Not only that, but Galileo even determined the value of that increase. The increase is approximately 10 meters per second every second. It is actually 9.8, and you will recognize it as what we called in our introductory physics the acceleration due to gravity. But let's stick to the 10 meters per second value now for simplicity. So here's what we have. If you were to climb on top of the Eiffel Tower and drop a small rock, its velocity at the initial moment will be zero. That is what we mean by dropping the object, not tossing it, not throwing it upward, or hurtling it downwards. Just stick your hand out and let go of the object. So we start with no velocity at that instant. But 1 second later, according to Galileo, the velocity of that rock will be 10 meters per second. And in another second, it will be 20 meters per second. And yet in another second, it will be 30 meters per second. That is what we mean by saying that its acceleration is 10 meters per second per second. Or we can also say 10 meters per second squared. So imagine that you are now on the ground and toss your rock upward towards the sky. How much do you think the acceleration will be at the very top of the rock's trajectory, where it stops momentarily before it begins to fall down? This is possibly one of the most difficult things to convince my students in my physics class. But the acceleration at the top of the flight of an object is still that 10 meters per second per second. Whether the rock is going up or down or stops momentarily, it doesn't matter. At the top of the flight, the rock always reaches its turning point and its velocity will be zero. But its acceleration is about the change of the velocity and not just the velocity itself. Did you see change in the velocity just before and just after the top of the flight? Yes? Well, then there is an acceleration. And we all know that there is indeed the change. On its way up, the rock is gradually slowing down. In fact, every second sees its speed being less than 10 meters per second. And as it reaches the top and it goes back down, its speed continues to change. Now it's speeding up and increasing by 10 meters per second every second. Another thing I wanted to clarify today is what we mean by negative acceleration. Some people like to use the terms acceleration and deceleration, but I've seen too much confusion about the usage of those terms, so I personally like to stay away from them. Instead, I like to simply talk about either speeding up or slowing down. When the direction of motion or velocity of an object is along the same direction of the acceleration, what we see is the object speeding up in the process. We say the acceleration is along the direction of the velocity. When the velocity and the acceleration point in the opposite direction, then we see the object slowing down. So you see, it's not just negative acceleration. If both velocity and acceleration are negative, then the object will be speeding up. And if you have a positive acceleration but negative velocity, then the object will be slowing down. So pay attention to the acceleration and its sign, by all means, but only as far as it relates to the direction of the velocity. I hope I have been able to sort out things for you a bit when it comes to velocity and acceleration. In the next episode, we'll see what happens when we have an acceleration, but it's neither along or opposite to the direction of velocity. Until then, take care.